Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Kermit Baker, who's with the American Institute of Architecture. How you doing, Kermit?
I'm doing well, Kemp. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I appreciate you joining us. I wanted to talk to you for a couple of reasons. The first topic I want to cover is a couple of days ago, about a week ago, you came out with a new billings index for the AIA, and it actually is maybe a slight improvement. Is that what we're seeing?
Well, the I guess the way of putting it, Kemp, is the rate of deceleration in the profession is starting to ease a little bit, or at least eased a little bit in December. So it's not getting as bad as fast as it was in October and November. The numbers are still weak, but at least moving in the right direction.
And just to remind people, any number below 50 means that the I guess amount of business is shrinking, and it. In November, it was 34.7, and in December, it rose to 36.4. Is that right?
That's exactly right, and it is computed as an index, where, as you said, below 50 indicates that architects are seeing less work, above 50 more work. So these are weak numbers. The October, November, December numbers for 2008 were some of the weakest numbers we've seen in since we've been doing this index for the last 13 years. So. Yeah. Conditions are tight out there, as I said, hopefully starting to move in the right direction, though.
And one of the things that when you put this release out, obviously when you're doing this polling, you ask questions about what some of the issues are, and you said that it's getting financing. I mean, a big part of it is getting financing for the construction projects, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. A lot of our member firms are telling us that projects that were moving ahead, last fall, kind of came to a sudden stop when the client had problems with financing. Either they thought it was going to come through or didn't, and it didn't, or some of the terms changed. And so, increasingly, these projects that were moving along pretty well, well into design, they were getting calls saying, "Hey, could you slow down or put those on hold for a while till we sort out the some of the financing issues?" So that's certainly been a recent wrinkle on top of just a weak economy and not as much need for new facilities as there was a year or two ago.
So we give these banks $800 billion. What are they doing with this money?
They're shoring up their balance sheet. Apparently, they're just trying to hoard cash like everyone else, I guess.
Yeah, paying a few bonuses. Yeah. Anyway, so looking at the different sectors that are out there, you in the latter part of your last commentary, you talked about every sector and every region being off, and you specifically call out retail, which we know if the consumer's not spending money, then retailers aren't expanding. And you talk about office, corporate, industrial. Two that you didn't single out, I guess, were healthcare and education. Are they? Do you think they're possibly two sectors that might be doing okay?
Well, healthcare and education are probably among the strongest sectors in the economy, in the construction economy. The whole institutional market has been doing better than the commercial and industrial, and healthcare and education are the two biggest pieces within this institutional sector. Some of the education projects have been a little weaker recently, with the credit problems that we were just talking about. Some local school districts are finding it more difficult to float bonds. Even though interest rates are positive, there's fewer folks out there that are willing to lend money, number one. And I think on the private educational side, mostly colleges and universities, but some private secondary schools also, have taken quite a hit with their endowments with the stock market declines, and that's making them pause on whether they want to go ahead with some expansion plans that were on the docket for this year. So some of them are slowing down, some of them are stopping them, some are just scaling back a little bit in this environment in terms of what they think they should be doing.
Yeah. Well, I gotta tell you, I've mentioned this before when we were talking, but the last thing that happens in a construction project is they put the flooring in, and you're way out front when you start talking about money's being spent for design. So, one of the things you said in your most recent release was that the hotel construction you were predicting that would be off 20% this year, And actually, there's a from what I hear by talking to some of the key people that supply that marketplace, they're thinking this year, from a flooring standpoint, is going to be pretty good just based on what's under construction. But
I think you're exactly right. There are those timing issues, and you know, some of these projects, as you well know, Kemp, can be 18, 24, 30 months from certainly from design to completion. And so once you see billings start to slow down, design billings at architecture firms, it does take a while for that to flow through the process until you see, you know, some of the flooring numbers react, or some of the, you know, the other finishes, interior carpentry and things like that. So good for your listeners, I think, to know the timing there, and yeah, and use this information to evaluate where they think their own market is going to be headed, given where the the broader market is seeing its trends.
Yeah. Well, let's move to another topic, because I definitely want to make sure everybody listens to this. The Surfaces Show, as everybody knows, starts next week. It runs from Tuesday through Thursday in Las Vegas, and you're actually going to be giving a seminar out there, aren't you?
I'm going to be part of a seminar with Boyce Thompson and Sal Alfano from Boyce from Builder Magazine and Sal from Remodeling Magazine. We have a prime 7 a.m. time slot on Tuesday morning. So please join us with a cup of coffee in hand. But we're going to be looking through the the broader home building and remodeling market in terms of where those markets are at present and where they look to be headed for the remainder of 2009 and into 2010.
Okay, so you are going to be looking mostly at, I mean, that's a residential show, but are you going to be looking at the commercial business, or?
We're not going to focus as much on the commercial as we are the residential side. Okay. Certainly there to address questions if any of those questions arise, but I think we're going to focus a little bit more on the residential side of the market for that presentation.
You actually may have good attendance, because, you know, I've got to remind everybody, 7 a.m. in Vegas is what, 10 o'clock Eastern
there
time?
There you go, middle of the morning for us East Coasters. Absolutely.
That's
right.
That's right, and we wouldn't have been out there long enough to acclimate. I know there's another major seminar right after yours, so you might be a good warm-up for
there
the...
There you go, get up early and attend the whole round of activities there.
That's right, okay. Well, I hope your attendance is good there. Have you gotten a chance to look at the stimulus package, which has just moved through Congress?
Just moving through Congress. Yeah. Got through the House, and quick work on the Senate side, and then obviously some reconciliation. Undoubtedly, the two bills that go through those two houses were the sides of Congress are going to look a little bit different. There's a few. A few goodies in there for the construction market. More on the non-residential side, probably, with energy retrofits to federal office buildings, some improvements for schools and hospitals. A lot more on general infrastructure. But I think what this package is hope to do is just turn around the economy, and once it turns around the economy, everything will benefit from that, all sectors. So hopefully we'll see something that's put into effect fairly soon. It's got some parts that are tax reductions and potential rebates that should cause a fairly quick hit in terms of improving the economy, and then some longer term investments that will help to sustain that quick hit and get the economy focused back in an upward direction as we move through 2009 and into 2010.
And these tax breaks might actually be the smarter way of doing it, because it allows business people to redirect their own money versus like we were talking earlier with these banks that take the money and just improve their balance sheet. So.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it's a very diversified package, and this is looking like this could be upwards to $1 trillion before it gets done. I think I think they're up to close to $900 billion with the House package, and the Senate bill looks to be a little bit bigger. So that's some serious money here. That's about 5 or 6% of our economy of our gross domestic product. You divide that over 2 years because it's supposed to be implemented over 2 years. But that's 3% per year, so that's a pretty good has the potential certainly to be a pretty big hit on economic growth.
Well, I hope you're right. Definitely hope you're right. Okay, well, I appreciate you spending time with us today. We're about out of time. Everybody that's going to Surfaces, be sure Tuesday morning to go down and go to Kermit's seminar at 7 a.m. And we've been talking to Kermit Baker, who is the economist with the American Institute of Architect, also a Harvard University research fellow. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.